Hey, this is Josh Rumsa, assistant principal at Holland High School.
Josh, it's already a great start to the year. What's the feeling as you move around here at Holland High School?
There was excitement coming to the halls, right, to start off the year. We had students coming from over 40 different locations, all coming together to create Holland High. That's different countries, different states, different school districts, online, different middle schools. And so to form a new Holland High community, 24-25, is really exciting to get to know each other, to get pumped up for another school year.
Well, one of the things that students are going to see that's different this year at Holland High School, and I think parents are going to appreciate, is the new cell phone rules. Tell me a little bit about that.
So it really stems from a board policy that restricts phone access or use during the school day. And we've had some limitations in the past, but this year it was packaged and named as no phone zones. And so it kind of has a ring to it. No pun intended there for phones. but it means that phones need to be turned off and put away whenever students are in academic wings of our building. It does allow phone usage during breakfast or lunchtime, for instance, in the commons, the cafeteria area. But by and large, students have and staff have been consistent with this. There needs to be some reminders where phones are turned into the office for the remainder of day. But fortunately, even though there's been a lot of those reminders, we're seeing improved numbers or less reminders needed, and students are on board with this. They may not like it because it's different than summer with no phone rules or restrictions. But I have heard from some students and some staff that it almost feels freeing to not have to worry about what's the next post or what's going on in the social media realm, and really allows them the freedom to focus in class. And that's our hope, that academically this has the outcomes that we want.
Okay, well, sadly, last week there was another school shooting in our country. Now, when you hear news like that, I'm sure your heart breaks like mine does. And then you also start to think about our students and our school.
Yeah, I mean, again, definitely a tragedy. And after my heart sinking for that community, I remember that that's one of my biggest job responsibilities that I carry. I mean, it's that every student learns safety and kind of positive culture, and that safety one is one of our pillars that we need to be able to uphold. I'm proud that we're a school district that invests in this. We had a full K-12 training before the school year began, specifically about school safety and drills in the case of emergencies. And just a week ago, our high school participated in different various emergency drills, some that the state requires, and even beyond that, just making sure that we're prepared. Some of the lessons you can learn from a tragedy like that are the importance of locking doors. And so not just exterior doors, but interior doors. That's a focus this year to make sure that we're consistent with that practice, to make sure that instructional time is not just supported in the classroom because that's where learning happens, but that safety is always being upheld.
All right, on to a happier topic. Let's talk about student engagement. Last year was a huge goal at Holland High School to increase the number of students who are involved in extracurricular activities. How's that going this year?
Yeah, I mean, this week we're really starting to promote some clubs that are just kicking off. Some of the ones that were highlighted this week, we have a disc golf club. We have a unified disc golf team, actually, our third unified sport now behind basketball and track, which is a really cool peer-to-peer experience and competitive environment. Some other clubs, Students for Social Justice, there's a youth and government club this week. Super Smash Brothers Club is a new one. It's something for everybody, really. And then overall, we've utilized a system called Five Star Students, where we try and hype students up and affirm them for showing up at events. And so the first football game, and along with that, a soccer game and a volleyball game, were made free to all students if they had a five-star ID, which is a system they all have access to. On their Chromebooks and then also on a phone device. So outside of school, not in the no phone zone, they could use that to access those events because we want to promote school culture, gathering, excitement, like you said, participation, involvement beyond hours 1 through 6.
Josh, you're not only the assistant principal here at Holland High School, you are also a father of students who attend Holland High School. Tell me, why is Holland Public Schools right for you and your family?
Oh, man. Well, I'll just tell one story. So I have one daughter who's currently studying in Argentina and landed there this past Saturday as part of a Rotary Interact Exchange. And that was supported through Holland Public Schools and the partnerships that we have with a local Rotary chapter and some adults who are invested in this community, in this school, to be able to support her through that process and make that happen. She'll come back as a senior next year. But again, opportunities like that are why HPS is right for me.
Assistant Principal at Holland High School, Josh Rumsa, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
If you want more information about what's happening at Holland High School or at any of the Holland Public Schools, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.